Yesterday was the Democrats' day. They debated here in Des Moines and all faced a question from an Iowa voter.
What haven't you made up your mind on yet, and why haven't you?
Oh, there's a lot of things I don't know the answer to.
Name one.
Well,
afterward, we asked some Des Moines voters to sit in the same chairs where the candidates had been. Most were voters we heard from yesterday on this program, and they included James Irwin, the Democrat who posed that question.
Part of it was I wanted to see, you know, how they thought on their feet and how well they adapted to something they weren't prepared for. And you know, I just wanted to try and get a glimpse of the actual people.
And did you?
Clinton, I thought, I was kind of impressed by the fact that she was willing to admit that she did not have the answers to problems that are very difficult to answer.
Let's go over to David Payer, a Republican who sat through the debate with us. I don't know if that was painful or pleasant for you, Mr. Payer, but I'll ask you,
yeah.
Informative, good. I will just ask you if, having listened to these Democrats, if there's anyone by whom you were impressed.
I did listen intently as you spoke about China. That's a big issue that will affect our country in a huge way in the future. And there were a couple of questions that seemed to leave a candidate or two, like we have an expression in Iowa, deers with the headlights in the eyes, not knowing how to respond accurately. And
Senator Obama.
Oh, that's the guy.
Oh, okay. Well, just but Senator Obama did state that in response to a question that, hey, prices may go up if we get tough on China.
Well, he is being honest.
More expensive sneakers might be the price that we pay.
We have enjoyed quite a ride from China, and I don't think most of them wanted to address this issue, but our economic tides may change as we respond to these challenges.
Let's go next to Mara Deaton, who's sitting next to you. Everybody's sitting here. What were your impressions?
My feeling is that the answers are still dancing around a lot. So I was really glad that Senator Obama ultimately said the prices might go up. But I did feel like you have to just keep after them. And in some ways, I think as the campaigning has gone on, I feel like they've gotten more vague instead of more specific.
Is that also true of Senator Obama, whom you support? You think he's become more vague?
I do. But I do feel like if you press him, he will at least get back to a specific. I do have to say that today I thought Senator Clinton was less wishy-washy to me on a few of the questions than Senator Obama was. So that's always disappointing to me. And I feel like with Senator Edwards, I'm hearing the same thing over and over. I've heard about his dad and that factory many, many times. And so I would like to have him move on.
Did anybody change their mind or start to change their mind about who they are likely to support on January 3rd?
I think I weakened a bit.
That's Democrat James Irwin, whose favored candidates include Barack Obama.
I felt like Obama's answers were kind of pat, not really introducing new topics and fleshing out on the answers the way that Dodd or Biden, who are old vets at this sort of discussion, would make the question larger.
Let's go to another Democrat here, Mike Cruzan, union carpenter. You were supporting Dennis Kucinich, as I recall.
That's correct.
And what are you thinking after listening to these candidates?
My view hasn't changed as far as that is concerned. I would have to say probably a second choice, and the union would appreciate me saying this, as I'd have to go with Edwards.
I want to mention, because it's the Iowa caucuses, your second choice could matter. Because if Dennis Kucinich doesn't do well in the early rounds of voting, then you are asked to make another choice. He's declared not viable, and you're
correct.
Asked to make another choice.
Correct.
And you said your union would appreciate John Edwards. Why is that?
The union is back to John Edwards.
Is there something that makes you just say, look, I know you guys want Edwards, but I want to look at another candidate?
You know, he's trying to make a huge difference. He's not trying to be the middle of the road. For example, on the war, I mean, you know, get out. Be done with it. But the other thing is, you know, I want the top-tier candidates to listen to what he has to say. So maybe they would take a look and say, hey, you know, this guy is getting some people. Maybe we should possibly incorporate some of that into our platform.
Those are some of the voters who make an influential choice in Iowa after they debate the kind of government they want.
We're talking about creating new meaning, a plant where you make something that has to be sold somewhere
Well, if
in the world.
If